Well, hey everybody, this is KP here, and I'm going to move that down just a tiny bit and get this thing set up here. There we go. Aloha to all, and pardon the shine on my cheek. I don't have my makeup on, and I never wear makeup. I get kind of a light that kind of lights up the room, so I'm not sure if this is the best way to do it. But anyway, this is what I'm doing right now. The reason I felt strong to put this onto a YouTube live format, and still haven't got this thing figured out yet, but anyway, we'll just do the best we can. I've been watching some of these George Webb videos, and from time to time a couple others that I one by Rebecca Roth, I guess it was, and she had put up something about the the whole picture of what was going on with that. I listened to another one today by what's this guy's name? Anyway, I'll put a link to it when I post this video. And I put that up there. I started watching that. I watched about halfway through, and sometimes I watch things for no particular reason except to maybe get a, it feels like I'm getting a full picture of what is really kind of going on in the outer world, and in these end phases of, if you want to call it, the unveiling of the cabal and all this kind of stuff, but the whole unveiling process. And when I was watching some of these as George Webb went through them, and he pointed out some of the deals that were going on, and all the intricate this and that, and how some of these things started decades ago, about this is done for this reason, and then these people are under certain, they're supposed to do certain things because that's their role. And it's really, I think one of the things that really hit me was that he really described it as kind of this great Shakespearean play that is kind of playing out. We're coming out to the end of this play. Now, he didn't say that, but that's what I particularly feel. And a lot of the thing that's going on, there's just so many different pieces to it, so many different parts to it, that I'll tell you what, there is no way that that's my task to go in there and figure all this stuff out. Of course, we have Seth Rich thing, we've got Hillary, we've got not only just Hillary, but we've got Billary, we've got Bill, we've got Hill, we've got HR, the Clinton Foundation, we've got this thing going on, we've got another thing going on, and then we have other governments being involved. And we got me drooling a little bit there, but there's so many parts to it, and it's kind of like, give me a break, It's like, to me, it's like, okay, awareness. You can be aware of something like, oh, the house is burning, or you can be aware of something like, oh goodness, I just made this wonderful meal. But until you can be aware of it, and then you still have to perhaps eat it. And that's not maybe the best analogy, but the whole thing is, it's just so complex. And, this 3D level, this 3D thing that we got going here, this end game is so, I think the intricacies of it are really coming in front of my, in my consciousness. I don't know about anybody else's, but I will put another video up that I was starting to watch today, and I'm not really trying to put this out just to, to expose even more and more and more, but I feel like, for myself, the collection of these various videos, especially perhaps the one that I'll put up after I do this, where he was on the, whatever this guy, he's a well-known interviewer guy, but it's just like all of these intricate things that are, it's absolutely amazing to me how intricate it is, and to try and keep it all together, that's why people are disappearing. You know, that's why people are being, are occasionally taken out, physically taken out, but other, you know, there's other things going on. And for myself, as you can plainly tell, I feel like I got too much light on me here, but you know, for myself, it's maybe that's a signal. What the message is for myself is to stay, you know, to stay in that light. You know, my hands are lit up here, to stay in that light and to allow the hands of light to be with each of us. You know, for each of us to stay with the light. And of course, the light will not allow the shadows to remain. As we go into the higher vibrations of the cosmic vibrations, this higher energy cloud that we appear to, that we've been in, and we're going deeper into. As we go into this, it's like, goodness gracious! It's like we're going to be seeing things, perhaps maybe that we didn't even really think we wanted to see or needed to see. But a lot of times, this can really bring show you what is the full picture. What is the whole picture? And that's the same thing that, you know, people like Corey, William Tompkins, of course David Wilcock, all these people who are bringing up the various aspects of the cosmic space programs. Yes, we can have the blue avians, but yes, we also have these multiple secret space programs going on this planet that have been going on for decades. So, you know, that's a big exposure. And really seeing the whole picture, I feel, is very, I'm not saying it's necessary, maybe it's just necessary for me, but all I can describe is what I'm going through now. And it's kind of, in a way, if I feel something, I'm being sucked into it, you know, I'm pulled into it, and I might just be with it, I might just observe it for a little while, and maybe, a few days or a few weeks, and I just be pulled into it, and I'll get whatever I need, and then I'll move on, you know, we'll move on to the next day, the next step. So, I don't know if that, so all these videos, the George Webb, Rebecca Roth ones, and the one I will post along with this video here, the one I will post later, all of these things I feel are giving a big picture, giving the big picture. And it's really complex. I mean, there is so much connected to this and connected to that and all this and all that. So I'm not going to talk anymore about it. You know, we're nighttime over here. I had a beautiful day and all this and all that. And I'm just kind of like, I felt like I need to get this out here and just be visually live, and got my glasses on today. So that means I'm a lot more intelligent. If I have them off, okay, I'm just Hawaiian guy, you know, living in Hawaii guy. And here's more, okay, got a little more intelligence going on here. So for myself, trust the higher intelligence, intelligence, and trust the light. For me, it's the light, and remaining in the light, and caressing myself with that beautiful light. So, we will now close this off with my magic finger. Aloha to all. Shaka, aloha. Until we talk again.